From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail, Ulster Green ARC has been awarded more than $600,000 through the New York State Balancing Incentive Program. The funds will be used to help provide employment opportunities for the developmentally disabled. A portion of the funds earmarked for Green County will also be used to enhance and expand the county's public transportation system. The funds originated with the Federal Affordable Care Act. Ulster Green ARC Executive Director John McHugh said the award will directly support the creation of a food and catering service, a lawn care business, and a commercial cleaning unit. The agency will now be able to provide relevant vocational training, create 36 jobs, and provide work experience. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail the Green County Ambulance Task Force will present its proposal for a new countywide ambulance service for lawmakers next month. The plan is expected to call for the hiring of 8 or 9 full-time crews staffed with a paramedic and an EMT. Rigs will be stationed strategically throughout the county and shifted when necessary to multiple call areas and during peak and low call periods. A nonprofit entity would be created to operate and administer the system. The estimated cost is $6.5 million. The plan is expected to be presented to the Green County Legislature Health Committee in early March. A decision by the full legislature would occur in the spring. The task force was appointed by the legislature in late 2013 to explore steps to improving the county's EMS operations. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting March 1st is the filing deadline for all property owners seeking state tax exemptions. Property owners who currently receive the Enhanced Star, Senior Citizen, Agricultural Disability, Forestry, or Holy Exemption from property taxes must file their renewal form by March 1st. All property owners in New York State are eligible for the basic Star exemption on their primary residence as long as their adjusted gross income is less than $500,000 per year. Property owners who currently receive the basic Star exemption do not need to file a renewal form. Property owners who will be 65 years old by December 31st may be eligible for the Enhanced Star exemption and should contact their local assessor's office before March 1st to find out. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Scott Waldman in Capital New York reports that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to update the electrical grid is facing stepbacks and lacking momentum. Quote, once heralded by the governor as a transformative way to bring down energy costs for consumers while increasing jobs at upstate power producers, the plan announced more than 3 years ago has produced little progress on a core initiative, a nearly $1 billion project to run AC transmission lines around Utica or the Catskills and down the Hudson Valley to meet downstate's growing power needs, the report said. Locally, the high-voltage transmission lines would cut through near Athens and Greene County and then through parts of Columbia and Dutchess counties. Recently, developers resubmitted reworked plans for power lines after months of community objections and with several town boards passing resolutions against the transmission lines. The State Public Service Commission is now also delaying action. Instead of approving plans, the PSC is holding a June conference on whether they're needed at all. The story says, quote, the window in which it makes sense to undertake the upgrades seems to be closing due to a combination of energy capacity improvements, strong local opposition, and competing goals in the state's future energy plan, unquote. Read the full story in Capital New York. For the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 26. Tonight, a chance of snow showers mainly after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 13. Thursday, snow showers likely, mainly between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., cloudy with a high near 30. Thursday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 4. Wind chill values as low as negative 10. Friday, a slight chance of snow showers before 8 a.m., mostly sunny and cold, with a high near 10. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around negative 1. Saturday, scattered snow showers around 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 17. Saturday night, scattered snow showers, cloudy with a low around 3. Sunrise today was at 6:56 a.m. and sunset today is at 5:23 p.m. with the length of the day being 10 hours and 27 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Wednesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Athens Village Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1551. The Catskills Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 6 p.m. at Town Hall at 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Claremont Planning Board meeting is at Town Hall at 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Airport Subcommittee meeting is at 5 p.m. 5.1 Committee Meeting at 7 p.m., Public Works Committee Meeting at 7:10 p.m., Finance Committee Meeting at 7:20 p.m., and Full Board Meeting at 7:30 p.m., all at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Copaic Hamlet Revitalization Task Force is at 7 p.m., Environmental Committee Meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Germantown Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. in the Elementary Music Room in Germantown School, 123 Main Street in Germantown, 537-6281. The Ghent Planning Board Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent, 392-4644. The Hudson Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting is at 6 p.m. at Bliss Towers, 41 North 2nd Street in Hudson, 822-9743. The Hudson Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Jewett Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C, 263-4626. The Kinderhook Towns 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville, 784-2233. And the Kinderhook Village Board Meeting and Budget Hearing is at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook, 758-9882. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. From the WGX Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.